And welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is the director of My Father's Reputation, evangelist Lori Ditto. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. And welcome, everyone, to Grace Street.
Yes.
Lori Ditto is back. That's what Ditto means. She's back.
Ditto. I'm so honored to be back.
It's an honor to have you.
And she has a special word for you today, so stay tuned. And she had a word for me and Lori in the green room before the show already. So
get ready.
God's been moving here, and anxious to see what God has for us today.
That's right. And
she is the director of My Father's Reputation. Isn't that a great name?
Yeah, I love it.
A prophetic training ministry.
Amen.
Lori travels around the world with her husband and sharing her testimonies of heaven and hell. She has a new book out about heaven. Last time she was here, she heard a book about hell.
Yeah.
So she's giving heaven at least equal time today, okay? And she's the author of The Hell Conspiracy and her new book, Encountering Heaven.
Amen.
So welcome back to our program today, Lori Ditto.
I think Jim just loves saying your last name. I honestly,
I can't pronounce it. I can't pronounce every name,
yes,
you know.
With your wonderful husband, Mike.
That's
in the studio audience.
You know,
so he gets the credit for the last name.
We will be married 40 years soon.
Wow. Really?
And so I got that name, but I got a great guy.
Yeah, he is. I love Mike. He's an amazing man.
Thank you.
And Laura, you're incredible. And so we just thank you for just being obedient to God. And
you know, recently 9/11 took place in America, and the remembering
the anniversary.
Of it.
Yes, the 21st anniversary.
And I did something I don't think I've ever done before. I watched the memorial all the way through, but I read every name.
That you know, was he was talking about scrolling, how they scroll the names, you know, on the TV. Right.
And
the
I learned a lot from reading all those names, but those names would go across, and I would see, and Lori said, well, they all weren't related, but there'd be a whole group with the same last name.
Wow.
And I said, I bet that was a family business where many members of that family passed away. And I couldn't believe it. It went on for hours. 9/11 was a tragic moment in America.
Absolutely.
Well, right now, we had, Mondo, the last 2 years with COVID. Not COVID, but with the drugs.
Oh, fentanyl.
Yes. Haven't we had about 200,000 fentanyl deaths just in the last 2 years?
Absolutely. You talk about a tragedy taking place right before our eyes. Listen, that's like taking a plane full of people. I'm talking about 300 to 500 passenger plane that are dying
every day.
We're not doing anything about it yet. Our borders continue to stay open.
Why doesn't our leaders talk about it?
Listen, I think there's too much political involvement with cartels and people at the border. This is not even drugs. This is a poison of liquid that is being, you know.
Did you read today? One of the police officers arresting, taking the drugs, had an overdose himself just touching the drugs.
Yes.
Lord
and that's how powerful it is.
And there was another one a couple of weeks ago. They stopped a vehicle, and in the back seat, they just opened up the back seat, and just by smelling the fentanyl, they had to rush this officer because he was overdosing of this poison. You talk about a 9/11 every single day in America.
Why don't we do something, Lori? Can I call you Lori?
Yes,
Lori?
Thank you. You know, we can do something. We can elect leaders who love Jesus Christ and put him first.
Say that again.
We need to elect leaders who will put Jesus Christ first. And then we need to pray to the one and only leader, Jesus Christ.
Help me a little bit here. How do we select those who we're going to vote for? There's a big election coming up in a few weeks. How do we vote? You know, I had a last year we had a little bumper sticker.
Yes, vote your
faith. And it says, vote your faith.
That's right. Right.
And I think we got some left from last year. Could we send them out today?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just ask for it, and I'll send them. There's only probably a few hundred left, but I'll pass them out free to you if you write me. Just say, I want the bumper sticker. I want you to put it on your car, vote your faith. But I want everybody to vote their faith. I'm glad you brought this up. This is not on today's subject, but it is so important.
It is.
This election could change America for the good or evil, probably more than any election in history.
Right. You know what I would like to see? I would like to see somebody in every Bible-believing church get all the facts for their area.
Yes.
All of the facts. We just need one bold person in every church to accumulate all of the facts and hand it out to your whole church so that people know who's tricking, who's lying, who's just saying something to get your vote, when we can tell by how they voted what they really believe in.
Yeah.
What are some of the things we should vote for? What do you think? Life?
Absolutely. Life. Absolutely.
Start with life.
I believe America, you don't understand this like I see in the future. The judgment of God is coming to states and cities in America that want to kill babies by the minute. We have killed... How many millions is it?
63 million.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, Roe Wade, do you remember?
63 million.
How many?
63 million in America.
63 little babies.
63 million.
And we just had two babies born in our family.
Yes.
So we, aren't they cute?
Yeah.
I wish I'd have little Lori come out. Little Lori's been in the back working, but she has a little baby on her shoulder. She's typing away, and that baby's so happy. All of our babies are happy here because they get to grow up with their mamas.
You know, Jim, as you're talking about that, if I can just share something that I had hoped to be able to share maybe a little later on. But it was back in 2019. I sat on a plane with a woman.
Yes.
And she said to me, she said, "What are you doing for Jesus?" There was great urgency. She was 86 or 87. Her husband was the other. "What are you doing for Jesus?" You know, most people don't get the jump on me to talk about Jesus. And so, you know, I tried to give her some examples, and she said, "You must, we're running out of time. Jesus is coming back. You must make everything count."
But you cannot stand for death.
Right. Absolutely.
It's not birth control, and I'm not against birth control, but I'm against killing the babies. That's all. That's all.
Well, what he said to her was, you cannot do this. And then she said to him, "Lord, what do I do?" And he said, go tell everyone that he is against this. Yeah. And so he told her that you will be here when I return. Now, she's 86 in May of 2019, and I'm meeting her in October 2019. And she said that, he told her, "You and your husband will both be alive when I return." Ooh. And I felt the fear of the Lord as she was saying this. She said that in 5 years would begin the return of the Lord. I said, "Wait a minute. Are you saying Jesus is coming back in 5 years?" She said, "No, the return of the Lord," Jesus told her, "will take 7 years." Now, that would be 2024 will begin something. And, you know, it's not my word, but I believe.
Can you imagine? You're hearing this from a woman on an airplane. Now, the odds of that happening, but that had to be a God connection.
Oh, what we need to understand is God is so serious about this that he would wake a woman up. She said scales fell off her eyes. She had no idea that she was in direct disobedience to the Lord Jesus Christ.
I believe there's many people alive right now that will be alive when Jesus comes.
You know, I have seen the Lord 7 times tell me to my face that he's coming back soon. I believe it is in my lifetime. And when I was in hell, hell was expanding.
Now, when you say you were in hell, you had a vision of hell. And the last time you were on the show, you talked about it. We talked about it.
Yes,
I read
ma'am.
The book thoroughly, The Hell Conspiracy.
Yes. 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 And when I was in hell, it was expanding to accommodate the numbers of people that were soon coming there.
Oh, my.
And so it's true that Jesus has told me he's coming back soon, but in that vision of hell,
yeah,
you could see that he had prepared the place to accommodate too many people. And it is not God's will that any should perish.
That's right.
He shed his blood so that none would perish.
Well,
but I think it's very important.
There's millions of people on earth. And when you think of how many are not serving God, that will be in hell. That's millions and millions of people.
I would say more like billions.
Well, it is.
You're right.
I hate to say it, but
it is. Well, we're dealing with, you know, 7 billion human beings on the face of this earth. So we're talking billions won't go
right
to heaven.
Lori,
right.
As we were talking before the program today, we were in the green room. You said that the Lord had given you a word about what is coming in the days ahead.
Yes.
Could you share that right now before we start interviewing you about your new book?
Thank you. Yes. So I have been sharing about different aspects of this since 2012, and you can find a lot of those earlier recordings online. But what we need to understand is that a great food shortage is coming, and what we need to do is to gather food so that you have something you can multiply, Pastor. You had to have something so that you can give.
Yes.
And when you will feed the hungry,
yeah, mm-hmm,
and you do it with the love of Jesus Christ, and you proclaim his glory and his provision to
right
another person,
that's right,
they
wow
will come
that's
to
powerful
be saved.
I don't want to interrupt you, but you can just keep going in a minute. But that's so important, because that's what God's been speaking to us for years, for people to prepare. I've asked for people, especially now, to get your seeds ready to plant your gardens. You can all, even if you have just a little spot, even if you live in an apartment, you can have a window box. You could plant some tomatoes in your window box or whatever.
That's right.
You know, but you need to be prepared, because perilous times are coming. And the shelves on many stores, Mondo, the food shortage is happening all over the world.
Listen, the headlines are shocking. Food banks all over the U.S. are overwhelmed as the cost of living pushes more people into poverty. Let me give you some other ones just to give it a perspective. This is CNBC, world's largest rice exporter. India restricts shipments are below average. Let me give you another one. California drought leaving rice farmers dry. Another one, extreme drought threatens Italy's rice crops, and it's below risotto. I want you to understand something. This is a domino effect. When you talk about the food shortages, it is not when, it is taking place now. It's not when it comes, it is now. There are people, there are over 828 million people around the world that are facing famine right now, no food to eat. Several weeks ago, we mentioned people are taking up loans. Not for a car, not for a house, not for a boat. They are taking up short-term loans just to be able to buy food.
Wow.
This is an extreme like we've never seen before. Yet, one of the biggest things I'm reading right now, when they talk about the shortage of rice, that is the beginning of a domino that's not going to be able to be stopped, because the staples of life are milk. Listen to this, milk, beans, and rice. And when rice is disappearing, you better believe that the next one is going to be beans and then the milk. Now you're seeing a domino effect throughout the trajectory of what they're watching for in the signs. But you're right, the food shortages are being stamped by so many different obstacles. Number one being the drought problem. Farmers today are warning there will not be any food for 2023, as they're not able to put their crops this season due to drought.
I want you to
take a look at this. This is about famine is coming. And I want you to prepare that we only have 1,000 buckets a month. Last month's already gone. So we need you to order your current month. Now we want you to order your buckets so that...
You're talking about the 30-year shelf life food that we have, the 60-meal bucket. That's what you're talking about.
Here's a spot about it. We are in the Revelation days, and the Revelation days, many of them, are famine days.
Yes. Mm.
The four horses of the apocalypse. One of those horses is famine.
Yes.
Wow.
So I want everyone to order the food today. We have just a short time with you on this broadcast. We have the survival food in stock now.
This same bucket that we're offering today, this is the Prepared Pantry 60-meal bucket, is currently retailing for over $250. That doesn't even include shipping and handling. Each bucket comes with 13 varieties of food.
That's right, 13 varieties. This is a 60-meal bucket. And you can see this food, and we prepared today to show you.
Name them some of the foods. What is this black bean burger?
Absolutely.
I helped produce that years ago.
You did.
And I wanted to make hamburger.
It's hearty.
And out of black beans.
That's right. And not just burgers, but you can take that meat and crumble it up and use it for tacos or burritos. I mean, whatever you have, you just put it all together and use the black bean burger mix.
And that's what I love. Mom, we've always kept these in our pantry. We keep these in our pantry. We can go in there. We can just grab a pouch and incorporate it even into our food.
You can
today.
Make a meatloaf out of it.
Yes.
Remember when Ricky did
that's
years
right.
ago,
yes.
honey? I mean, we were on the
it's
road
delicious.
Literally traveling, and Ricky pulls out one of these, and he makes a packet, a Mylar packet, with the black bean burger, and he made this beautiful meatloaf for the four of us
and
one
then
night.
And then the buttermilk pancakes.
Yes.
As good a pancakes as anyone's in the world.
So good. Look at them. They're beautiful. And next to that is the maple brown sugar oatmeal.
Yes.
That great, you know, that the thing about oatmeal, it's hearty.
Yeah.
It fills you up. You know, that's why so many eat oatmeal. So you have that on the side over here just for a little snack.
Yes.
You have the sweetened banana chips. So yummy.
Did you guys get a picture? There they are.
There they are. They're
the best snacks.
Your kids love those.
Oh, absolutely.
Next to this, you see this is beautiful. Morning Moose Milk. It is a standalone on its own, right?
Yes,
everyone loves it. Tastes better than regular milk. Right here in front of me, I have the strawberry flavored creamy wheat. Look how beautiful. And this is a huge
creamy wheat.
Bowl. Right, it's the creamy wheat. Right, and in front of you, honey?
I have the hearty vegetable chicken-flavored soup.
Yeah.
And all these soups are so thick and rich, you can make probably 5 times that amount in soup.
Yeah.
Because that is like a stew. That's more than a stew, isn't it?
Well, and that's something you can extend it by just adding water. So based on your family's need, you can expand that and add water to it. You can make it hearty. So we wanted to choose these recipes, Dad, because these are things that in times of need, you want to feel full. You want to have hearty meals that you can have available. That's right.
Now, all of these, like if you have a garden, you can add things to them.
Sure. Absolutely.
And that's why we want everybody to have seeds at home.
Yes.
Plant your gardens. You know, like Spanish rice. Did
Look
you have
that.
Spanish rice?
Oh,
I still
rice.
Have it now.
Do you?
It's so good.
Well, I mean,
it
you is, could add, well, you could add stuff seasoned. To
yeah, you
Spanish
can add
rice.
Tomatoes, cilantro.
Oh, yeah.
Jalapenos. You can add onions. Yeah. You can add whatever you want. Just be creative.
Then we have like creamy potato soup.
Yeah.
So good.
And that'll make, you know, the gallons of soup.
Yes.
It's
right.
really thick.
It looks like
it's a stew right now.
Yeah, it looks like a potato salad right there. But
and
really,
then there's their marinara
more
sauce is great.
Spaghetti marinara. You know, that's my closest to good Italian. But mushroom rice pilaf over there, that is amazing. Creamy chicken flavored rice is unbelievable. So, and I think over there is the broccoli, right?
Yes, that's the broccoli rice.
Oh,
yes. Broccoli cheese rice.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And
all of these are Baker family tested.
Yes, they are.
All of them in this bucket. And you get 60 different foods.
Yeah, 60 meals with 13 different varieties.
And it's all packaged for 30-year shelf life. I want everyone to order now because we're running out of time.
Yeah. Right.
So call right now.
Yes, our number is 1-888-988-1588. You can call our toll-free number to place your order. You can order multiple buckets. Remember, you can also visit our website, jimbakershow.com as well, and you can place your order there.
Okay, here's the deal. I just watched that along with you. Mm-hmm. And I have Nina sitting right next to me, my daughter. She is the one that deals with all of these people. Yes. You deal with all of the
all the food, manufacturers,
all the manufacturers, yes. Right? So as we're watching this together with you, she said, Mom, you better look at this email I just received. Mm-hmm. So I look at the email while I'm watching this commercial, that food spot we did for you. And bottom line is, if you can, I would order your food bucket right now, or like I heard you say on there, multiple, because the prices are going up. They have to.
But the thing is this is the warnings. These are the things that you have been teaching us.
Yeah.
These are the things that we've been watching.
We've worked
for
so
20 years.
I know they're selling this bucket for $250
years,
to the stores.
If you can, I would do something for yourself.
Do you know
and it's not just for yourself. It's what Lori said earlier. It's to multiply.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. This isn't just about you surviving. It's about helping people.
But you know what's coming?
To live in these last days.
Lori, is no food.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's my heart just breaks.
I know.
When I hear about the prices going up and up and up. Because they keep going up and up and up.
They do.
Yeah, they have.
And then they're saying, well, in a lot of countries, they're not going to have food at all.
Yeah,
that's right. And, you know, I am so thankful to you guys for getting this. You know, my daughter has 12 children.
Yeah.
She needs this kind. It's already put together for everyone. And I just want to say thank you, because you don't just care about the people that are just here. You care about all the people, anyone. And so I would say, you know, if you have grandchildren or great grandchildren, or you happen to have children in your neighborhood that you love, get a bucket for that household so that you have something to multiply. And that's what we saw.
Yeah,
that's what I saw. I'd like to tell you about some of the things that I saw, Pastor. So the Lord showed me that what is coming is going to be very bleak, and there's going to be a transfer of authority in God's church, because it's the people who are steady. It's the people who love God. It's the people who are filled with faith that he's going to change everything and put these people as the new leaders. And what they're going to do is they are going to do miracles in these times. Our Father is a great, great Father. And now is not the time to become fearful of what's happening, because God did not give us a spirit of fear.
No.
And so what we need to be able to do, what I saw people do, was they took what they had. Mm-hmm. They blessed it. They broke it. Yes. They started handing it out. And all the people of faith kept breaking it.
Amen.
And suddenly the multiplication happened. And it was amazing. There was one time, I saw people take an apple, the seeds in an apple. They put it in the ground. And in 7 days, that tree, there was a tree producing bushels of apples, because our God will not forsake us. He will not leave us, but you got to have something to multiply. Mm.
Wow.
And there was one time when I was trying to take care of many children and we had nothing. I was so upset with the leaders. Like, why did you eat everything? You know that was the last. Why did you just eat it? You know, you don't want to get down to just your last grain of rice. But if that's where you are, then multiply it. But I had nothing. Mm-hmm. And so I said, God, please, how are you going to feed these children? And he said, stop it. You're a woman of faith. I thought, yes, what will you do, God, now? What will you do? What glorious thing will you do? And I opened up the cupboard and tons of potatoes fell out. And he said, now make potato soup, because you should have something to multiply. But if something happens and you don't even have that, God, our God, will take care of us. And the church is triumphant. Hallelujah. Mm. We are getting ready to come into some very dark times.
Yes.
However, we are getting ready to come into the most glorious time of the church. And those of us who are people of faith, come on, we're ready to see these miracles happen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Laura, when you were here, a few months ago now? It just seems like a few weeks ago, but you talked about your book, The Hell Conspiracy, which detailed what happens when the Lord allowed you to experience the reality of being in hell. That's quite a trip to go to hell.
Oh, my goodness.
And that book, we offered it when you were here last time. And now, today, we're going to introduce your new book, Heaven. So we're going to give heaven equal time. How's that? So you got Encountering Heaven, which is your book about heaven and the experiences there. So heaven is real.
Yes.
But the sad thing is hell is real. So give us a real quick recap of hell.
You know,
your hell book.
I am a believer in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But I went to hell because I would not obey. You know, if you love God, then you will obey God.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Mm-hmm. And I went to hell because I would not forgive. Hell is a real place. Unfortunately, there are way too many people in hell because God did not create hell for a person. He created it for Satan. And yet it brings an evil delight to Satan to hurt God. The only way Satan can hurt God is to take a beautiful creation, a human being, and take them to hell out of disobedience. The same thing that Satan is guilty of, disobedience to God.
Yeah.
And you know, Pastor, I was there because I wouldn't forgive, and I would have never thought I could go to hell. I mean, I tithe. You think that if you're not tithing, you need to be tithing, but we tithe. I was a good wife. I disciple 12 people. I'm an evangelist. I pray, I fast, and yet all my to-do list does not negate obeying God. And if we will not forgive, we will not be forgiven. And so that book holds a very special place in my heart, if I can use that word, special, because if God had not sent me to hell, I would still be there. Mm. I would be spending eternity in hell because it took the reality of hell to shake me up. You know, the scriptures teach that God is going to come in the last days and he's going to shake everything.
Does it burn with fire?
Oh, my skin dripped off of me. All the water in my body evaporated. You know, some of the most painful things that happened, Pastor, God took his robe and he ripped it against me. And I knew that once God does that, there is no way back. Hell is a terrible reality. And the problem is that today, the false religions, they don't believe there is such a place. Yeah. There are Christian churches that have the word Christian on the outside, and they don't believe there is a real place called hell. Wow. And they're disrespecting the Lord Jesus. There are people who maybe believe, yes, there is a place called hell, but God doesn't really send anybody there. He might send them somewhere in a holding tank, some purgatory place, until they get enough prayers to come back, which is totally a lie. And if they do believe that God sends people to hell, they don't think that it's for little sins. People think unforgiveness is a little sin. Oh my goodness, if we could warn anybody. And that book, I hope, warns people. Yeah.
I really want to.
And thank you for selling that. Thank you.
I really
want
to get into heaven. But, okay. I'll tell you, I grew up aware of heaven and hell.
Me too.
And I have spent my life trying to avoid going to hell. I don't want to go to hell. And I have sinned, but my sins are under the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He has forgiven me of every sin I've ever committed.
Because you repented.
That's right. And the Bible says he buries them in the deepest sea, to not remember them against us ever again. And so the Hell Conspiracy book, what we're going to do today, when we send out your new book about heaven, in case you want to help your friends avoid hell, we're going to send you the Hell book. Oh, God, that sounds strange, doesn't it? But you get both books for $35. So that is a good, good deal, because the one book is about $25, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
So you're getting a very good bargain on the Hell book. So we're marking Hell down, I hope. So you get both books for a gift of $35, the Heaven and Hell books.
That's
both
excellent.
Of them. Okay? All right. Now, order right now. Call me toll-free, 1-888-988-1588. I have a question I want to ask you. Time's going by too fast today, but CBN, who's my good friends, and great Pat Robertson is my mentor, who I spent many years with, recently did a report about a new show called Little Demon. I've never seen this piece, but I'm going to rule it right now. We'll watch it together, and then we'll talk about it. So let's watch this interview, and then we'll talk about it.
There is a new show, it's on FXX, and it's called Little Demon, and the name itself gives us a little bit of insight into what this is. I'm going to just read a little bit of the promo material on this. When your father is the devil and your mother gave birth to the Antichrist, there is bound to be some conflict. What was your initial reaction to seeing this show was coming out?
Well, seeing that show is coming up is not surprising. I mean, this is the direction that our culture is going in. I just wrote an article on Marxism and, you know, the influence on the culture. Abolish the family, abolish the individual. That's exactly, we're following his playbook.
The promo alone, the 2-minute, you know, behind the scene or, you know, first look was unimaginably bizarre to see. Well, so, yeah.
Program is worse. So whatever you think the promo is, just imagine worse. And the problem is that it's entertaining. You know, we give stars for entertaining, so it would have to be 3 or 4 stars for entertainment and a -4 for despicable. And it's people have to know that their teenager, if they find it, is going to think that it's entertaining. I mean, it's really an incredible hook to hook people into Satanism, and Satan clubs and all this are becoming common. So the whole culture is in the midst of a satanic revolution, if you want to put it in those terms. And I can prove that, but we can't do it in a little dialogue that we're having right now.
Maybe 5 years ago, maybe even 2 years ago, and correct me if I'm wrong, something like this would have not been on TV, but it feels like the culture has shifted and changed so quickly that now this is acceptable. What is it that has shifted and changed in such a short period of time, in your view?
When the church, the Protestant film office, the Catholic film office closed in the 1960s, the first thing that happened is you had the first sex and Satanism film, Rosemary's Baby, with exactly the same storyline as Little Demon. And that's been shown on TV before.
Well, and it's, you know, it's interesting because as you sort of look at these scenarios, you also wonder, are they intentionally putting a 13-year-old character in so younger people will watch it, even though they're saying, you know, you wonder these things because you see it with Euphoria and all these other shows.
A Little Demon will not do well because it won't reach many people, but you've got to teach your kids to be media wise.
Wow.
Little Demon. This is produced by one of the Disney.
Yeah, but
studios.
One of the FXX family. This is the plot. 13-year-old, after being impregnated by Satan, a reluctant mother and her Antichrist daughter attempt to live an ordinary life in Delaware. The two are constantly frustrated by monstrous forces and Satan, who yearns for custody of his daughter's soul. That's the plot, but it turns into a target of 12-year-olds and up, right? Because it's what we're calling for in a culture. We want to know more about it. Now, you got to understand where this comes from. There's such a need for psychedelic experiences that you take the drug and then watch this program during this effect to be able to feel what this character is feeling. The conspiracy, the Hell conspiracy book is a must read.
It really is.
Because I want you to understand this type of programming is targeted to 12-year-olds and up. Mm-hmm. Now you gotta understand.
Okay. Now Mondo, stop for a minute here. Hold on, listen to me. Okay, 12-year-old and up. So what I just saw wasn't shocking because this kind of stuff, even though it's not on the media, this was happening when I was 12. I'm 65. And we started doing acid, dropping acid, as we called it, LSD, at 12 years old, 13 years old. Everyone's tripping on acid. And it was, you see, this is why, I mean, I was born and raised in church. So I knew there was a God. But I really knew there was a God when you see demons manifested all around and Satan and demons and his demonic power. You really know because of the psychedelic, like you said, they're in the experience. Now they're being fed a show.
Yeah. Now you understand, you got to go back to ecstasy as a common drug right now that young kids, I'm talking about 12-year-olds. Now, parents,
right.
Listen to me, and grandparents.
Yes.
I discover a few days ago, and I can't name the names, but I discover that 12-year-old little girls are being targeted with pornography, with drugs, in this type of shows. I'm talking about 12-year-old Christian girls.
Yeah, I believe.
In their group.
Absolutely.
Now, that sent a warning for my wife and I to understand you have to be so hands-on with your son and your daughters. I grabbed the phone immediately, and I locked every sense of sharing, internet, and any other type of information that can come through that, because young 12-year-old Christian girls were sending each other videos that you and I probably will never watch. But yet the targeting of this program is to get essentially a hellish experience, a psychedelic experience that will force them into an atmosphere that we can't control.
Yeah, that's how
when
it works.
When young girls that are making, and I'm talking about very famous singers that are doing rituals in their concerts, and then little girls come home and ask, "Mom, can we do that?"
Mm-hmm.
Now you got some questions to answer.
Yeah.
Right? So this book, this subject cannot get tiring. This subject cannot get frustrating for you. It cannot get to the back seat of the bus. This subject has to remain in the conversation because our young kids, 12-year-old kids, are being targeted with shows that seem fun, yet they do more in the soul than we can imagine.
I want to ask Nana something. Nana, my daughter, Marcella, you have two children. What are their ages?
Yes, 7 and 5.
What do you think? Are you concerned about them being aware of hell and heaven?
I think we've
got to teach our children to fear God.
100%. Yeah. I believe just as much. I know that I do it as a parent, you know, to a point where they can understand it. But just as much as we teach about heaven, we should be teaching about the real place of hell, because it's one thing that people just, you don't hear it. You don't hear it yet. We are sitting here, we are walking around with people all around us who are on their way to hell because we refuse to talk about it from the pulpit.
Yes.
And we cannot, we can't do that any longer. It's too, this is what I always tell mom. I said, this show right here, it's so in your face, the evil, Satan's plot, his schemes, they're so in your face. They're no longer even being hidden.
Right.
They're happening right before
us. It's all being open, Lord.
That's right. That's right. You know, and I think 12 is too old. We need to back it up because when I wrote this book to be sure that I could teach it, I did a seminar, and the youngest one, my grandchild was 5, but I did it 5 to 18. And it was remarkable how much the 5 to 12-year-olds know about the evil that's happening.
Absolutely.
So we really need to find a way to back it up
to
be able to save our children at the age of accountability.
And,
and it's the love of Jesus that they need.
Amen.
They need the love of God.
And I
got to
say again, you've got to vote for people of faith.
That's
find out what the faith of those people are that are you're voting for. Find out what they believe in. Find out if they believe that little kids in kindergarten should have sex education.
Wow.
This is something, and the reason the parents got so upset over Disney is they want kids in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, to have sex change information and they literally begin the journey of a sex change at that early age.
Right. You know, it's very obvious, Pastor, that people do not believe in hell.
Right. Yeah.
And why I think they do not believe in hell is for two reasons. One, they have not studied the cross. If you would study the cross, you would understand that all people have sinned and all people have fallen short. And the only way to heaven is through one.
Are you saying that
Jesus
people
Christ.
Just aren't afraid to go to hell now?
People don't believe that it's real.
They don't believe.
And they don't have the fear of the Lord.
That's right.
If you don't have the fear of the Lord and you have no knowledge about the cross, then, you know, it's open game. Live your life any way
but
that
the,
you want.
The fear of the Lord is really wisdom, Bible says.
Right. And so I think if you could put those two together, the knowledge of the cross and the fear of the Lord, hell would be acceptable and we would want to know of both eternal places where people are going to go. We need to really help people understand there are two eternal places where people will live eternally. Eternal. And you do not want to be on the wrong side of this in your last breath.
No. Wow. That's right.
Wow.
This
so much
is happening.
Warning.
This is a strong warning for everybody. And I personally have been talking to my family, personally, different member, whenever I get a chance, which has been a lot lately. Even if I keep them up at night, it's been a mission. I don't care. I'm like, you're going to listen to me if you want. I need to know. I need to know if you're going to be in heaven with us. I know Dad's going. I know I'm going. I don't want you going to hell.
That's right.
Every single one I talk to. And they're like, God, you know, however I'm related to them, whether it's a kid or a grandkid or whoever I am in their life. They're like, you know, you're crazy. I go, call me crazy.
That's right.
I'm crazy call me anything you want to do. That's what they do anyways. They just label you whatever they want to call you. I go, call me crazy all day long. But I actually believe in heaven and hell.
Yeah.
And I've actually seen the demonic in a very dark, dark way that I don't talk about on the show that often. But it's there's no words, really. How you were even able to put it in words and the hell conspiracy was pretty amazing that you were able to describe anything because it's hard to put it into words. It's that evil.
These would be great books to give to your children and grandchildren to know about heaven and hell.
Yeah.
Both books for a gift of $35, The Hell Conspiracy and the Heaven Encountering Heaven book. Both books.
We're going to talk about heaven.
Both of them for $35.
But we need such a fight. To talk about heaven.
Listen, let me give you a shocking headline. I couldn't believe it.
Can't believe it, and I can't believe it,
because
then
I sent it to the team to say, make sure this is right. I'm having a hard time accepting this one headline. And I know the people at lifenews.com. I've worked with them closely on several issues and whatnot. So I knew that it came from a source that I can trust. But there's still something inside of me could not believe. Listen to this. This is a battle over life and death. And this is not picking on anybody. This is straight headline. You do what you need to do with it. Kamala Harris tells pastors they should promote killing babies and abortions. Kamala Harris urged Baptist pastors to fight for light over darkness on Thursday while at the same time advocating for killing unborn babies and abortions. But this is what she said. She mentions abortion during her speech to the National Baptist Convention in Houston, in Texas, which is about 2,000 pastors and church leaders that attended there. Now, this is the question that is, again, there's such a warfare over the Baptist community right now.
Yeah, there
is. And if
is.
You follow the thread, and I've been involved following what's going on there, there's a warfare within the Baptist community, especially church leaders and pastors. This is why our young people don't know what to believe anymore. So when they do get radically saved, it's because something powerful took place.
The Baptist church is under attack today by the left. They want to close the Baptist church, really. They're coming against it. They're doing everything they can to destroy it. And that's not just the Baptists. They want to destroy anyone who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That's right.
Lori, has, you know, we talked about your trip to hell, which is unbelievable. And you, when they order the book, they can get that if they haven't read it. But has God allowed you to experience heaven as well as hell?
Yes, Pastor, I have been to heaven many times. Now, I want to share this. I don't go to heaven because I'm special. I go to heaven because I am responsible. And the Lord, every time I go, it is for a reason. And that reason is that if we knew how things operated in heaven, then we could bring that reality here on the earth. But we are so far off course on how things operate in heaven. Mm. And so I've been to heaven many times. Now, if you get the hell book, you're going to get two heaven visions. And the most powerful vision of heaven that I've ever had is in the end of the hell conspiracy. But, oh my goodness, in the Encountering Heaven book, you're going to get 15 visions of heaven and each one with lessons that I've learned. And, you know, there's a reason why I crammed it with 15 visions. And the reason is I believe that Jesus is coming soon. We need to try and get as many of these realities and these principles of heaven into people's hands so that they can change our lifestyle. We need to change how we live so that we are in agreement with the King of Kings.
Yes. Amen. It's true.
Lori, you had this vision, I believe, at the International House of Prayer, one of the first times you went to heaven. Can you talk about that?
Oh, my goodness. It was the very first time. It's still one of my most favorite because in that vision, I got to go to heaven and I saw Jesus. I want to tell you, when I saw him, I knew him. Jesus is the chief among 10,000. Jesus is the darling of heaven. And when you see him, you understand that the Maker made you with a plan and a purpose. And while I was in heaven, God himself rewrote who I am. You know, I went to heaven, Pastor. I was suicidal. I was struggling with all kinds of things. And God knew right where I was, and he was willing to come and get me right there. And that's who he is. He wants to come and get you and bring you into his heart. And when he said my name, the King of Glory said my name, he said it with so much love. Lori, we have an amazing name, the two of us. And when he said my name, he said it with so much love and affection. And I knew that I must be important. And I'll skip to the part that really was the clincher for me. You know, God wanted me to give him my pain, but I didn't know how to give God pain. I thought he must want cigarette smoking, and I was smoking 3.5 packs of cigarettes a day. And so I thought, no, I can't do this. There was a part in the vision where he turned himself into like a movie theater, and I was watching Jesus dance with this bride of his that he loved so much. And I watched it and I watched it and I watched it. And the more that I watched, I took in every detail of it. These eyes of fire that are so in love with his bride. And he would dance her. And as the darkness would come and try and touch her, his eyes turned into a fire that would push back this darkness. I realized something. I need to be loved like that.
Yeah.
There's only one thing that I need, and I need Jesus Christ to love me just like that. And when I looked at her ankles, I realized it is me. It is me. And you know what? Once I knew how much God loved me, it's easy to give God everything. It's like I can trust him. You know, I can't trust anybody the way that I can trust Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And when he put his forehead to my forehead, he rewrote what I think about myself. And you know what I think about myself now? I'm important. I'm needed. I'm wanted. I'm loved. I'm special.
Amen.
I am the bride of Christ. And so can you be too. If you'll give everything. You got to give everything to the King of Kings.
Everything.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Thank you. Amen. In chapter 2 of your book, you outline 3 reasons for our lack of access to God's provision. Can you tell us what they are?
Yes. One, we don't know enough about how heaven works. Yeah. And so if you don't know how heaven works, you'll do it wrong. Mm-hmm. Number two, we don't know the word of God enough to be able to apply his truth into my life. So if you're not reading the Bible, then you don't know all the promises that God has for you. Mm-hmm. And so you need to get into the word every day. Get into the word. And number three, we have a lack of vision. And personally, we have a lack of vision to see the personal changes needed so that we can live like we are a part of heaven. Do you know I am seated right now in heavenly places with God? That means that I can pull down the truths about heaven and implement them in my life. I can live victoriously with a God who loves me. Those are the three, and they're awesome.
Wonderful.
Totally.
Lori, will you describe the order of the kingdom and the community there?
Oh, thank you. So the order of the kingdom, I don't think we're used to living under a kingdom, Pastor. So in the kingdom of heaven, Jesus is Lord. Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Amen. Jesus is Lord, and no one disagrees with him. Whatever he says, because all wisdom, all honor, all glory belongs to him. So that's the first thing that we really have to come into agreement with. And if we'll live that way on the earth, we can implement the presence. We need the presence of Jesus to come into our very lives today. Yes. And so that's number one, to understand that Jesus is in control. And you have to let go, submit. Yes. Number two, what you have to know is that his order of things will operate whether you are in agreement with it or not. So you can't go to heaven if you're not in agreement with his order of things. And then the brilliance that's there, because time is different. God has more than enough time. He's not worried. He's not sitting there wringing his hands. God, not only is he in control in heaven, but God is in control in every believer's life. And ultimately, God is in control of what's happening here on the earth. Amen. And, you know, we need to know all these things. That's why I put them all in that book.
Yes. I think it's that. I think what you talk about is that we don't understand kingdom. And so you talk about, you know, you talk about the kingdom. We hear a lot of ministry, they're kingdom minded. You hear this terminology in life. We just don't. And so for you to write about that Jesus is the king, and that he is, you know, you wrote something very interesting. Jesus is the firstborn from the dead. And you go into this whole thing and how he mirrored his life for God and God. And it's just so fascinating because it's true. I mean, it's biblical. It's scriptural.
Right.
Our time's gone for today.
I know. I just saw the time.
And tomorrow, we're going to talk a lot more about the heaven book, okay? And but we're going to talk about a subject, Lori, I think you'll be interested. You saw aborted babies in heaven. Is that right?
Yes.
So we're going to ask you about that tomorrow.
Great.
So don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. And don't miss getting the two books for this very special bargain.
You get both books for $35. That includes shipping and handling.
Yes, that's right.
Or you can get the friends and family.
I do want to mention, we do have the friends and family offer, which is three of the Hell Conspiracy, an eyewitness account of hell, heaven, and the afterlife, along with three of the books, the brand new books, Encountering Heaven, and that's for a donation of $75 to the ministry. That does include shipping and handling as well. You can call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. Remember to also visit our website, jimbakershow.com, as well, where you can see many of the offers that we have available.
That's right.
For you that believe that there's only two places to go when you die, heaven or hell,
amen,
these two books would be a great love gift to even give for a Christmas present. Wrap them both up and give them to your loved ones for Merry Christmas. And I know people don't like talking about hell, but I think it's...
I think it's a gift of love. I do too.
It's a gift of love.
It is a gift of love.
Our time is gone, and I really needed a little more time today, because this is really telethon time in our ministry. And this week, we need $1 million to stay on the air. And we've had a difficult time. We've had attacks upon our ministry the last 2 years, and we've lost millions of dollars. We've even had, we lost the credit cards. We weren't able to have them for, how many, a year or two?
18 months, over a year.
Almost, yeah.
So now is the time.
Now is the
time. Everybody has got to get involved. And there isn't an amount that's too small.
That's it.
And I want to encourage you. We love this show. We love this ministry. And to keep it on the air, we want you to do your part. Yes. Call in. Make this thing happen.
Yes.
Just like that. You know what? God has a way, and he wants to use you to do it.
Amen.
That's right.
He wants to.
This legacy offering is a $1,000 gift, and if just 1,000 people do this, and we had several in our studio audience this week, give $1,000.
So precious.
One gave $10,000. Others gave $1,000. And so it's a miracle of God. And our guest gave $1,000. So it's just like a miracle. But we need many, many people that will say, Jim, I'll give $1,000 this week.
Yes.
To keep the wolf away from the door, we can put it that way. Call me right now if you can do that. Say, I want to be a part of this legacy offering.
Amen.
Okay? Yeah. Please help us.
Now's the time.
Now is the time.
We're running out of time. God is on the throne.
Yes, he is.
I believe God's people are going to stand together in these last days. We can make it together.
Amen.
God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye.
Call me right now, please.
We love
please.
You. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you for having me.
Amen.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Now's a good time to visit our website at jimbakershow.com. Here you can find today's show offers, clearance items, and great deals. You can read our daily news feeds, sign up for our email lists, and so much more. It's a great place to catch up on recent programs and take a look back at episodes dating back to our early years at Morningside and Studio City, featuring great music, incredible guests, and in-depth teachings. Log on to our website today at jimbakershow.com.